Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Fitzgerald starts us off this morning with that lovely song, My Funny Valentine. Another of the many standards from the pens of Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart. A And Ella recorded that as part of her songbooks, the Rodgers and Hart songbook, in 1956, and accompanied that day by the orchestra of Buddy Bregman. And she sets the theme for this morning, which is to look forward a couple of days to February the 14th, which is, of course, Valentine's Day. Always associated with romance, love, hearts and flowers and candy, and just generally enjoying all the wonderful feelings associated with those celebrations. So we're going to celebrate this morning with our own little tribute, our own little looking ahead to Tuesday, with songs about romance, and particularly songs about the heart. And there were, of course, many of them. And actually, the songs from our period, from the 20s through the 60s, are really, a lot of them are about love and heart and romance. So I've just made a tiny selection this morning as a special tribute to Valentine's Day. So we'll get started on our next set of songs, and we're going to go to the famous band of Duke Ellington a little later on in his career, from 1945. And he recorded with the orchestra the number All of a Sudden My Heart Sings. And that was written by Jean-Marie Blainvillain, Henri Erpin, and Harold Rome, I'm assuming, provided the English lyrics. And they're going to be provided for us this morning by Joya Sherrill, who was a singer with the Ellington Band in the 40s. They do a lovely job of that lovely song. Then we'll go to the delightful voice of Margaret Whiting, who you hear frequently on this program. She started out in the 1940s and had a long solo career. Just a lovely, warm voice, and she did a beautiful job on a love song. And taken from her album Hello Young Lovers, we're going to hear the number An Affair of the Heart. And she's accompanied by on that one by the orchestra of Nelson Riddle. Then we'll go back to 1942 to the very famous orchestra of Glenn Miller at his peak. And he, of course, had many, many recordings, and we're going to hear one that he made with his vocalist Ray Eberly in that year. The song was written by Ernesto Lacuna, with lyrics by Kim Gannon, and it's called Always in My Heart. Three songs to keep us going in anticipation of Valentine's Day, and we'll start with Duke Ellington and Joya Sherrill, All of a Sudden My Heart Sings.
All of a sudden, my heart sings when I remember little things, the way you dance and hold me tight, the way you kiss and say goodnight, the crazy things you say and do, the fun it is to be with you, the magic thrill that's in your touch. Oh, darling, I love you so much, the secret way my hand to let me know you understand, the wind and rain upon your face, the breathless world of your embrace, your little laugh and half surprise, the starlight gleaming in your eyes, remembering all those little things, all of a sudden my heart sings. affair of the heart is a dangerous thing, and you must be prepared for the good and the bad that a kiss can bring. An affair of the heart is a delicate move. If we take it too light and submit to the night, what will it prove? But if part of the plan is to love to the last, then the fear that I hold in my heart will be part of the past. If it's my love you need, tell me and I'll proceed to a thrilling and true affair of the heart with you. But if part of the plan is to love to the last, then the fear that I hold in my heart will be part of the past. If it's my love you need, tell me and I'll proceed to a thrilling and true affair of the heart.
My darling, till we do. You are always in my heart.
Hi, this is Randy McKelligan. Join me every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. for the finest in jazz. In Transition surveys jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. From Armstrong to Ellington, established and up-and-coming stars to the latest trends in jazz. In Transition on CHUO-FM 89.1.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO. We're here on your dial at 89.1 FM. And we're enjoying some songs in anticipation of Valentine's Day, which is coming up on Tuesday. So I hope you're all getting ready for that. And we're listening to songs about love this morning, and in particular about that part of us that is most associated with that emotion, and that is the heart. We just heard three songs on the theme. We started with Duke Ellington and All of a Sudden My Heart Sings. Margaret Whiting brought us An Affair of the Heart. And Glenn Miller with Ray Eberly joined us with Always in My Heart. Well, coming up, we have three very fine vocalists for you and ones that are pretty well known. You've certainly heard them on this show before. And you're going to hear them again this morning with their little contribution to our Valentine's Day special. Well, it's not a little contribution, but they're going to be joining us with some lovely recordings. We're going to start with Frank Sinatra, who is going to bring us the song From the Bottom of My Heart. And that was written by a host of folks, Bill Hayes, Andy Gibson, Monty Burke. And it was recorded with Harry James and his orchestra in 1939. And a historical note, by the way, attached to that, this is apparently the very first recording that Frank Sinatra ever made. So it's a young Frank Sinatra, and it's also a young Harry James. They were together for, I think, about a year, perhaps a little less than that, made some nice recordings together, and this was the very first one. Then we're going to go to another singer who's associated, who sang with Harry James throughout her, during her career. And you've certainly heard her before on this show, and that's Helen Forrest. We're going to go to 1947 for the song from her. And this is after she's gone solo. She's left the big bands, and I think the last big band she was with was Harry James. But I'm not sure who's supporting her on this number, which was written by Buddy Kay, and it is Help Yourself to My Heart from Helen Forrest. Then we'll go to 1951 to one of the very fine gentlemen of song, and that's Mel Torme. And he, of course, had a spectacular career. I believe he started out in the 1940s, put in a little bit of time working with his colleague in the studio, Artie Shaw. He's moved on from there, and he's now gone solo in 1951, and he's going to bring us a number this morning from Hoagy Carmichael and Frank Lesser, very fine songwriting team, and that number is Heart and Soul. Three more songs about the heart to help us get ready for Valentine's Day, and we'll start with Frank Sinatra from 1939, From the Bottom of My Heart.
Bottom of my heart, I love you. What more can I say? From the bottom of my heart, I need you. You're part of my day, my inspiration is you alone. To call my own, I love you, I love you. From the bottom of my heart, I want you. It's you I adore. Every moment we're apart, I miss you. And darling, what's more, I'd be on my way to heaven if you'd say I love you from the bottom of my
heart and soul. I fell in love with you, heart and soul, the way a fool would do madly, because you held me tight and stole a kiss in the night. Heart and soul, I beg to be adored, lost control, and tumbled overboard gladly. That magic night we kissed there in the moon mist. Oh, but your lips were thrilling, much too thrilling. Never before were mine so strangely willing. But now I see what one embrace can do. Look at me, it's got me loving you madly. That little kiss you stole held all my heart and soul. Got me loving you madly. That little kiss you stole held all my heart and soul. Bridgehead
is celebrating a decade of serving great coffee and tea to the Ottawa community. Bridgehead supports small-scale farmers by offering 100% fairly traded and organic coffees and teas. Their commitment to social responsibility means grower families receive more money for their coffee and cooperatives receive more money for special projects chosen by the community. Bridgehead wants to thank you for your support over the past decade and looks forward to serving you a tasty coffee, tea, and freshly baked good at one of their 12 Ottawa locations.
What's with that debit card up your schnoz?
I pay ATM fees through the nose.
Why don't you check the back, Jack?
Check what?
Check the back of your debit card for the exchange logo. Here, let me get that. See? You're already a member.
I had no idea.
The exchange is your ticket to no-fee withdrawals, deposits, PIN changes, and more at over 2,300 ATMs across Canada. Get the ATM locator app at keepyourchange.ca. You want this back up your nose?
I'll use the exchange.
Keep your change. Use the exchange.
And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before. I'm Stephanie Robinson, and you're listening to CHUO on your dial at 89.1 FM. And we're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. And I thought it might be fun this morning, as I've mentioned, given that we're here in February and Valentine's Day is coming up this week, that we might mark the occasion with some songs about love from days gone by. And as I mentioned, too, a lot of the songs were about love, so it wasn't easy. It wasn't hard to find some, but it was hard to make a selection. So the theme in this morning's songs is about the heart, which, of course, is what we think of when we think of love and Valentine's Day. And we just heard three songs from three very fine singers on that topic. We heard from Frank Sinatra from 1939 with the Harry James Orchestra. As I mentioned, I believe it is the very first recording made by him for, I think, the Columbia label. That was 1939. And From the Bottom of My Heart was the song. Then we went to 1947 and heard from the lovely Helen Forrest the song Help Yourself to My Heart. And we just heard from lovely tones of Mel Torme. From 1951, Heart and Soul, written by Hoagy Carmichael and Frank Lesser. And I must think, on reflection, I haven't actually played a great deal from Mel Torme in the past, and that is going to change because he really is one of the great gentleman singers, and I've recently acquired quite a few of his recordings, so look forward to hearing more from Mr. Torme in the not-too-distant future. Well, continuing on with our Valentine's Day theme, we have some more songs on the topic, and we're going to hear, going to go over to Britain, to 1938, and hear from Carol Gibbons and the Savoy Hotel Orpheans. Well, Carol Gibbons was an American, actually, who moved to Britain in the 20s, set up a shop there, and had his career in the UK. He was a very fine pianist and worked at one point with Noel Coward and was associated frequently with a group of players called the Savoy Hotel Orpheans that played, as you can imagine, at the Savoy Hotel in a very, very 30s style and look about them. And I believe, though, they went on actually till into the 50s. But we're going to hear from them in the 1930s. The number written by the great songwriting team of Harold Adamson and Jimmy McHugh. And the number is You're a Sweetheart. And the singing will be done by Anne Lenner. Now, she was a vocalist who sang with Carol Gibbons from time to time. Don't have that many recordings featuring her, so this is a little treat for you this morning. We will hear then from Johnny Hartman. Now, he is fairly, I shouldn't say a recent discovery for me in the last couple of years, and just has a marvelous, marvelous voice. Started his career in the 1940s and went on for decades. We're going to hear from him right at the beginning in 1947 with a number that was written by from the Ellington Gang, Duke Ellington, Irving Mills, Henry Nemo, and John Redmond. Wrote the song, I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart. And Johnny will bring that to us this morning. And we'll start out the set, just coming up, with another great male singer, and that's Vic Damone. And he's going to bring us a number also from 1947 that was written by Marty Symes and Johnny Farrow. And that is I Have But One Heart. Vic will be bringing us both English and Italian lyrics on this one. And if you're a movie buff, you'll probably recognize this as having been featured in the movie The Godfather, where I believe it was sung by Al Martino. Let's get started. We'll hear Vic Damone, I Have But One Heart.
I have but one heart. This heart I bring you. I have but one heart to share with you. I have but one dream that I can cling to. You are the one dream I pray comes true. My darling, until I saw you, I never felt this way. Nobody else before you ever has heard me say you are my one love, my life. I live for you. I have but one heart to give to you. Facima mora, ancora, ancora, facias passar, somarinara et tirarezza ma pallerezza stonga muri. You are my but one heart to give to you.
Come back, sweet music. I know I was wrong. Am I too late to make amends? You know that we were meant to be more than just friends. I let a song go out of my heart. Believe me, darling, when I say I want no sweet music until you return someday.
Johnny Hartman with the Duke Ellington number, I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart, from 1947. Carol Gibbons and Ann Lenner brought us the Adamson McHugh number, You're a Sweetheart, from 1938. And we started out with Vic Damone, 1947, I Have But One Heart. A lovely song that is, and brought back memories of that great movie, The Godfather, where, as I mentioned, it was performed by Al Martino. We're celebrating Valentine's Day here on I've Heard That Song Before. Getting ready for Tuesday, thinking hearts and flowers and love and candy and all those lovely things that we associate with that particular day. So we're listening to songs about love, in particular songs about the heart. And as I mentioned, there were lots of them, and you're hearing a tiny selection of them this morning. We have three more coming up, and we're going to listen next to another fabulous voice, Sammy Davis Jr., from 1956. And he's going to bring us, well, a very famous number featuring the heart, and it is Yours Is My Heart Alone, which was written by Franz Lehár, Ludwig Herzer, and Beda Fritz Luna. And Sammy recorded that in 1956. Then we'll go back to 1934, 20 odd years, to that great chorus girl turned box office star, Alice Faye. She's just starting out at Fox at this time, and she just really rocketed to fame and became a mainstay of their movie musicals there at that studio. She had a fine voice, was an excellent performer, and made a lot of recordings from movies, and we will hear one of them this morning. And it's written by Sidney Clare and Richard Whiting, and the title of the song is Here's the Key to My Heart. And as I was listening to this before the show, I noticed there's a little, it must come from a movie, direct from the soundtrack, because there's a little part in it where a men's chorus joins in, and I'm not sure which movie. I should have checked. I apologize for that. A little bit something different, but of course we do hear mostly Alice Faye, that lovely voice, Here's the Key to My Heart. And then we'll hear another lovely voice, Nat King Cole and his trio. Well, what can you say about Nat King Cole and his trio? A fabulous voice, fabulous pianist, and a wonderful group. We feature them as much as we can on the show, and today is no exception. So we're going to hear one of the recordings he made for the Capitol label. I'm sorry, I do not know who wrote this song. I checked and couldn't find out. But it's a lovely song anyway, and Nat does his usual superlative performance on You've Got Another Heart on Your Hands. We'll start with Sammy Davis Jr., Yours Is My Heart Alone.
Dwells in your eyes, and the spell of your smile. There is no song half so sweet to me as your voice, whispering, I love you, dear. Yours is my heart alone, and without you, life holds no charm. Your every thought I own, our love the theme of every dream. Worthwhile dwells in your eyes, and the spell of your smile. There is no song half so sweet to me as your voice, whispering, I love. Whispering, I love you,
but now that we're alone, I gotta say that no one else can make me fall. You may forget my address, you may forget my phone, but don't forget the most important thing of all. Dear, here's the key to my heart, but don't lose it, use it. Come on up and drink a loving cup, but don't abuse it. Step right into my heart, it's so roomy, gloomy. Come and bring a little song of spring and sing it to me. There's a million hugs and kisses wasting away on the shelf. What an opportunity this is. Come on, mister, and help yourself. But don't lose it, use it. Turn the lock, you never have to knock if you've got the key. Who's that knocking at my door? Hey, young fella, what's all this knocking for?
Open the door and you'll find out.
Is it Joe?
No, it ain't Joe.
Is it Mickey?
What do you mean, Mickey?
Can't be Bill.
Barnacle Bill don't knock here no more.
Well, I suppose I won't know if I don't look and see. Watch out below. Here comes the key. Gentlemen, gentlemen, what's all this noise? This is very indiscreet.
We're the officers and men of the United States Fleet.
Here's the key to my heart, but don't lose it. Come on up and drink a loving cup, but don't abuse it. Step right into my heart, it's so roomy, gloomy. Come a million hugs and kisses wasting away on the shelf. What an opportunity this is. Come on, mister, and help yourself. Oh, here's the key to my heart, but don't lose it. Use it in the lock. You never have to knock if you've got the key. Got the key. Here's the key to my heart.
If you look into her eyes and get burned by the glow, you've got another heart on your hands. If her pulse begins to pound like the throb of a rodeo, you've got another heart on your hands. When your phone goes ring, 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 with a constant ting-a-ling-a-ling, you know you've got a crazy as a June bug for a daisy. If her kiss weakens your knees while resistance joins the breeze, you've got another heart on your hand. Kiss weakens your knees while resistance joins the breeze. You've got another heart on your hands. Brother, you've got another heart on your hands.
Nat King Cole with You've Got Another Heart on Your Hands. We also heard from Sammy Davis Jr., Yours Is My Heart Alone, and Alice Faye and the Boys. Here's the Key to My Heart. You've been listening this morning to I've Heard That Song Before in our anticipatory tribute to Valentine's Day. Lots of songs about romance and the heart. And we have one more for you this morning, and we're going to go back to 1931 for it, and to the UK. The orchestra of Ray Noble. And the song was written by Ray Noble, along with Jimmy Campbell and Reginald Connolly. Recorded in London on February the 19th, 1931. So what's that? Over 80 years ago. Ray Noble recorded this and Al Boley sang it. And it is one of my favorite songs about the heart. What else but Good Night, Sweetheart.
But with the dawn, I
that concludes this week's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Please stay with us now for In Transition with Randy McGilligott. 2 hours of great jazz coming up for this afternoon. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and thanks so much for joining me today on I've Heard That Song Before.